The name of this morning's message is Here Today, Gone Tomorrow. Here today and gone tomorrow. If you got your Bibles, open up to the book of Job. The first verse, it says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Oh, my God. And that man was a perfect and an upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Man, he was some kind of man, wasn't he? He was some kind of man. The book of Job, how great and powerful he was. And there was one born unto him, 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all men of the East. How many heard that? Remember, here today, gone tomorrow. He had all these spoils, and he had 7 sons and 3 daughters. But his sons, they feasted in their houses, and everyone his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. I begin to wonder, Lord, why is it so that Job, being the father that he was said so much? How was he? The word of God says that he was a perfect and an upright man. Being perfect doesn't mean that he was absolutely perfect, but it means that he was mature in the things of God. He was a very mature man, and he walked according to the things of God, meaning that's how he was upright. He stood according to the word and the very presence and the traditions of the Lord. And he feared God, not that he was afraid of God, but he reverenced God because of who God was. It's time for fathers to start reverencing him because of who he is and not because of what he can do. Hallelujah. And Job reverenced his father. He reverenced God, and he eschewed, he pushed away evil doings, or evil, that which men do which destroy others. He pushed it all away, and God blessed him with great substance. 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household. But we know the story of Job. We know that all this is about to fall apart. It's all about to fall by the wayside. But the main thing here that I noticed, that I've never noticed before, is in this 5th verse. It says, and when it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them. How many heard that? Regardless of what they did, Job sent and he sanctified his children for the things that they did. What am I telling you today? It's time for the fathers in this land to stand up and begin to sanctify their children. Don't put them down for what they do. Don't put them down for the mistakes that they made, but sanctify them by the power of God. Sanctify them. Set them apart for ministry. Set them apart for the works of God. Set them apart to do the will of God. You got to set them apart. Job set them apart. He sanctified them. He didn't put them down, or he didn't beat them up because they did the things that they did, but he sanctified them. And I believe by the power of God and through the word of God, that's why he was an upright man. That's why he eschewed evil. That's why he was so blessed, because he reverenced God and he recognized that you always have to repent for the things that you do in your body. And Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. He did this every day. Every morning he got up and he sent a burnt offering to ask forgiveness for his children. It's time for us to ask forgiveness for our children. Oh, no, but we've cast them by the wayside. We've thrown them to the dogs, and we've thrown them in pits. But we have to remember, they're still our children. But you know what it says? Here today, gone tomorrow. We've watched our kids grow up. And we taught them the right things, and we've instructed them in the right things. And yet when they get older, they depart from the truth and they do their own thing. And it breaks our hearts and it rips us apart. And we don't understand, how could they possibly have fallen to this trap? How could they possibly have gotten mixed up like this? But let me tell you something. Everything is ordained of God. God does not make mistakes. Everything they go through is for a reason, to bring them back to God. But see, God don't just want to bring them back to him, Brother Tim, just to bring them back. He wants to bring them back with knowledge. He wants to bring them back with understanding and with wisdom. And if they don't go through anything, they will come back without that. Look at the prodigal son. The prodigal son went out and squandered everything that his father had gave him. Found himself in a hog pen, eating the husk from... stealing husk from hogs, eating the husk. But let me tell you something. He decided, you know what? I'm sitting here eating this husk when I know in my father's house is all kind of food. I'm sitting here in this mud. I know that in my father's house is all kind of clothing. So he decided to get up and to shake himself off and decided to go back home. And on his way home, he was considering, maybe I get there and my father won't want me there. Maybe my father don't desire me no more. Maybe he's mad because I squandered everything I had. But when the father knew that he was coming, he said, look at here. I want you to go out and I want you to kill the fatted calf, and I want you to prepare the greatest meal. But it don't come without persecution. His brother had a fit because what his father was doing for him. Why? Because it may be here today, but it's gone tomorrow. So Job had all these blessings, children. Then all of a sudden, you know the story, I don't have to read it verse for verse. Down came lightning, killed all his children. But it didn't come without opposition. Oh, Satan was going to and fro in all the earth. Father God, look at your man Job. What do you think about him? The father said, he's an upright man. Have you noticed him? Have you noticed that how he offers up offerings for his children? How he's an upright? Yeah, but you're protecting him. Well, God says, sure I am. Well, take your hand off of what he has and let me smite it. Let's see how much he loves you then. Well, he began to lose stuff. Why? Because he had it today, but it's gone tomorrow. And he lost his children. And he lost his sheep. And he lost his oxen. Lord God, I couldn't even imagine what's going through Job's mind. He lost his 7,000 sheep. He lost his 3,000 camels. He lost his 500 yoke of oxen. He lost his 500 she-asses. He lost a very great household. And to top it off, he lost his children. Satan said, well, you take all that from him, he most certainly gonna leave you. Paraphrasing. He's certainly going to turn his back on you. But Job didn't turn his back. Job didn't turn his back because he understood the properties and the priorities of fatherhood. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. He understood that fatherhood meant sacrifice. Fatherhood meant that sometimes you had to go without that they might have. He understood that fatherhood meant that sometimes you have to put up with things that you don't want to put up with for the sake of the child. Yes. He understood that. So he said, okay, God, everything's gone, but I'm going to praise him anyway. Oh, then Job's wife said, man, what have you done to us? We done lost all our sheep. We done lost all our oxen. We done lost all our she-asses. Everybody that worked for us in the house done fled. All our camels are gone. Look, even our children are gone. Why don't you just curse God and die? Job said, I will not curse God, but I will praise him. I will praise him in the midst of all that has happened to me, because I understand it was here today, but it's gone tomorrow. There are things in your life that you've tried to hold on to, but they were there. But now you realize that they're gone tomorrow. But God said, don't you worry, because if you stand, I will bless you. So Job went through all this trouble and all this trial. And then old Satan said, well, look here, God. All you did was take his stuff. That's all you did was take his stuff. You're going to give him that back. Touch his body. Touch his body and see just how faithful he will be. I bet he won't be faithful then, Lord. So, Lord, let his body be touched. Job had boils all over his body. Big boils. Where he, in sackcloth, and he scraped it and scraped it and he scraped it. Can you imagine having boils on your body and having to scrape them just for relief? And he scraped. Oh, my God. And he scraped. And then he had his buddies come to him and try to tell him. Well, first they were real good to him, Brother Rick. Told him, oh, you know, you'll be all right, Job. You'll be all right. But after a few hours, few days, they decided that maybe this man did something to tempt God. What did you do, Job, to get you in this position? Did you curse God, or did you do something wrong? Did you sin to get yourself in this position? Job said, I've done nothing, but I do understand this. What I had yesterday is gone today. But I do understand this one fact. If I stand on the promises of God and be not moved by my situation and be not moved by my circumstance, the same God that blessed me in the beginning will bless me in the end. Let me tell you something. Fatherhood gives you the ability to trust God. Now listen to me. Everybody ain't a father.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Job was a father in the highest sense. Some folks ain't no father.
Amen.
Amen. Look at Joseph's father. He made him a coat of many colors, but as soon as Joseph told him the dream, he discarded him. You gonna be greater than we are? You got to be kidding. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning. You know, I was on my way home Sunday night, and they called me and told me about my brother. And I heard God say, here today and gone tomorrow. Nobody knows how long you're going to be here. But whatever it is you're going to do, you better do it for God. I've been praying for my son. One is in Texas, and God gave me a word in the book of Isaiah that he would touch my sons in the west and in the east, and I believed in that prayer, and I began to pray that prayer, and I believed it, and it wasn't long after that Danielle called me and said, Daddy, Dennis is going to church, and Dennis has gotten married, and Dennis has children, and Dennis is doing good. Why? Because you believe God. Don't let go of the promise that God has given you concerning your kids. Well, sometimes we put it all on the mothers, but we can't do it all on the mothers. Sometimes the dads got to stand up and proclaim victory in the lives of their children. Sometimes the fathers got to stand up and speak a good word into the lives of the children. Sometimes the dads got to show up and show that God is God, and that he's King, and that he's Lord, and that he's all that he is. Sometimes dads got to show up and let people know that I am the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's living on the inside of me. Men have begun to fall by the wayside because they don't want to accept their responsibility. They want to run this away and they want to run that away. But God's looking for a few good men that's going to say, that's my child. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to be the head of my household. I'm going to rule the thing that God has told me to do. Job lost everything. Hallelujah. Let's get to the end of the matter. Oh, poor Job. Everybody's crying. Oh, poor Job, poor Job, poor Job. But Job knew the end of the matter. Job knew that when it got down to where the rubber meets the road, that God was going to give him back everything that he lost and then some. How many understand that? Whatever it is that you lost yesterday, God's going to give it back to you today. But you've got to stand on the promises of God, and you cannot be moved. You've got to keep your focus, and you got to stay under the power and the word of God. Don't you give up now. You've already come too far. Your children are out there, but they still belong to you. Your children are running away, but they still belong to you. Why? Because they come up out of your seed, and they come up out of your life. And the Bible says if you raise up a child in the way he should go, when he is old, he will not depart. Yeah, what that means is that there's something been planted down in his spirit that'll come back to life. There's something been planted down in his spirit that'll remind him of who you are and what you've done in his life. There's something that's down in his life that's digging and grinding and moving in his spirit to let him know that sooner or later he's going to have to come back to God. It's not easy, because we really don't understand what happened. But God is God, and nothing is impossible unto God. And I'm excited about what God is doing. You know, God began to bless Job. And the 42nd verse, chapter, then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered that I understand not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in the dust and ashes. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz and Temani, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken to me the thing that is right, as my servant Job had. Let me tell you something. You better hold on to your profession of faith without wavering. Don't you let nobody come into your world and make you think that where you are is because you sinned. Don't let nobody make you think your children are out there because you didn't do the right thing. You have to uphold the word of God, and you better stand on the promises of God. It's time for us to stand up and proclaim that this is the day of the Lord, and you got to run this race with patience, understanding that as you run, God is running in you. As you walk, God is walking in you. But if you don't do it, no one can do it for you. God will fight your battles for you. He'll do it if you stay faithful and upright. All the trouble that Job went through, he was still a perfect man and an upright man before God, because God searches the intents of a man's heart and not the outwardness of his appearance. Hallelujah. Listen to what it says in the 12th verse. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she-asses. He also had 7 sons, 3 daughters, and he came the name the first Jemima, and the name of the second was Keziah, and the name of the third was Karakopuka. And now all the land were no women found no so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. And this lived Job 140, and saw his sons and his daughter's sons even 4 generations. So Job died being old and full of days. Why? Because when the enemy came against him, he withstood the powers of hell, and he glorified his God. When trouble came his way, he glorified his God. When he lost everything, he glorified his God. When he couldn't see his way through the cloud, he glorified his God. When his mind was boggled and troubled about why this is happening to him, he still glorified God. When his wife came against him and told him to curse God, he still glorified God. When his friends came against him and tried to convince him that he had missed God, he still glorified God. He glorified God all the way to the end of his captivity until God said, look here, Job, I'm pleased with you. I'm excited with you, and your enemies are going to pay for what they've done to you. Now, Job, look at what I have for you. I'm telling you, if you keep standing, if you keep fighting, if you keep believing, if you keep trusting, that which you lost, God will get back to you. You may have lost it then, and you can gain it now. You know how it says, gone today, gone tomorrow, but now I'm telling you, whatever you lost yesterday, God's going to give it back to you today. Come on and give God some praise. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. You lost your sons and your daughters. Don't worry, God's going to give them back to you. You lost your homes. God's going to give them back to you. You lost your cars. God's going to give them back to you. Whatever you lost, God's going to give it back to you. All you got to do is stay upright and mature before God. God will bless you when you're going in. God will bless you when you're coming out. Hallelujah. 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 Everybody stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear folks saying, I don't never want to be like Job. I got news for you. You already are. There are things going on in your life that are out of control. And you can't figure out how to get it back. But if you stand on the promises of God, God will bless you with twice as many cattle. God will bless you with a greater home, with a better car, with more finances. All you got to do is keep believing and trusting in God. God said, for he was an upright man. Oh my God, I'm here to tell you today, God is blessing his people. God is looking for somebody that'll proclaim the gospel to be reality and not just a joke. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, in the latter end, the Bible says, for the latter shall be greater than the former. So don't you dwell on what's going on in the economy. Don't you let it get you down and beat you up about what's going on around you. Don't you be afraid to go where you want to go. God's got your back and God's got your front. God's got your top and he's got your bottom. God said, I'll protect you. Oh, my God. So what? He touched Job's body, but God healed him. He took Job's blessing, but God gave it back. He took his sons and daughters, but God gave it back. There ain't nothing that you lose that God can't give back to you. But you got to stay first, and you got to be stand fast in your profession of faith, knowing that whatever God promised you, he is more than able to give it back to you. So I'm telling you today, you start speaking to the north, and you start speaking to the south, and you start speaking to the east and the west, and you claim that which God has brought forth out of you and call it back into your life. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Look at your neighbor and say, here today and gone tomorrow. Look at somebody else and say, here today and gone tomorrow. Now, look at this. Say, listen to this. Say this. Gone today, but here tomorrow. Because God has the ability to change things. What you thought was lost is only hidden. And if it's hidden, it can be found. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Happy Father's Day. You may be seated. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.